The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yitzchak Grossman, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Nedarim, Daf Pegimel. The Gemara discusses a woman who took a vow of Nazirus. So she can't drink wine, she can't eat other grape products, she can't be metame lemeis, she can't go to funerals and cemeteries. The question is, can the Baal be mefer? The Baal can, a husband can annul vows if they are either benel veina, they affect their relationship, or nedarim shebem inui nefesh, if they involve suffering for the woman. So nazirus, it depends. The aspect of nazirus of not drinking, certainly inui nefesh, not drinking is certainly painful for her. But some of the other aspects of nazirus, not eating grape byproducts, chartzan and zug, she can live without grape byproducts, not going to funerals. Why does she have to go to funerals? That doesn't seem to be inu nefesh. Maybe he can't be made for that. The Gemara discusses whether there's a principle of ein nazirus lachatzayin or not. At the end of the Gemara, on Daf Pei Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara says, even the aspect of nazirus of not being metame lemeis, of avoiding dead people, avoiding tumas meis, is also inu nefesh, also isla tzara. She suffers from not being metame lemeis. Dechsiv v'hachai yitein el libo. This is a pasuk in Koheles. The pasuk says, famous pasuk, tov lo leches el beis evel, mi leches el beis mishta, ba'asher usof kol adam, v'hachai yitein el libo. It's better to go to beis evel, a house of mourning, than parties. And v'hachai yitein el libo. The living person should take note, should take this to heart. What is v'hachai yitein el libo? What should he take note? Remeir Omer, mai dechsiv v'hachai yitein el libo. The principle is, the yaspud in lay, he who eulogizes others shall eventually eulogize him. The yivkun lay, he who weeps for others will eventually weep for him. The yikbur yikburune, he who buries others will bury him. This basic statement of Remeir appears in various places in Shas Bavli and Yerushalmi, here in Adarim, in Ksuvus, in Moed Katan. Here in Adarim and in Ksuvus, these are the two contexts in which it appears as a halachic rule. In both places, the rule basically is that a person has a self-interest in going to funerals and helping others in their time of mourning because it will be reciprocated eventually. Eventually, you'll be paid back to her. She takes care of others. When they're in mourning, others will eventually take care of her when she's in mourning and when she dies. Here, the Gemara says it is inui nefesh. Even the aspect of tumas meis of nazirus is considered inui nefesh, and the husband can annul even that part of her vow of nazirus. The Ran says, beyond nedarim, beyond nazirus, we have a nafkamina for nedarim. Im nadra, a regular neder, a regular oath, shlotelech lebeis ha'evel, she won't go to a house of mourning. Ba'al ha'meferla, mishaminu nefesh. That's actually how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, in Yaradea. A woman makes a neder not to go to beis ha'evel or beis ha'mishta. That is nidra inu nefesh, and the husband can be mefer. In Ksuvas, the principle appears in a similar context. There, the Mishnah says, ha'madaris ishto, Tafayin beis, shlotelech ainal tafayin beis, shlotelech lebeis haavel lebeis hamishta yotzi v'tin ksuva peshenol lefaneha. If he imposes a neder on her that she shall not go to a beis hamishta, to a party, or to a beis haavel, or to a house of mourning, either way, that's intolerable. Yotzi v'tin ksuva, grounds for divorce with payment of ksuva. She has the upper hand. Why peshenol lefaneha? He's barring things from her. He's barring essential needs of hers in an intolerable way. So the Gemara asks, Bishlal the Beis Hamishta, parties, we understand. Parties is a human need. If she can't go to parties, her life is intolerable. That we understand. Rashi says, Noel b'fanah, Dela shal simcha pikuach tzar. She needs an outlet, she needs simcha, she needs a relief of her tzar. Parties are essential. But Beis Ha'evel, Mai Noel b'fanah ika. Why does she have to go to Beis Ha'evel? So the Gemara says, for the same reason we just saw in Nedarim. L'machar himesa, she's eventually going to die. Ein kol beri yasofna, they won't bury her. Ain Kalberia Softa, nobody will eulogize her. Rashi explains, people will say, she doesn't do chesed for others, others won't do chesed for her. Whether that's just a societal thing, or midah k'neged midah, min hashamayim, but she needs to do chesed to others in order that others will eventually do chesed for her. And the Gemara brings the same memra of Rabbi Meir. This is also brought in Shulchan Aruch. If a woman makes a neder, nadrahi, and shama v'lo hefer, the husband chooses not to do anything about it, Yotzi miyad v'iting suva, that is ground for divorce. He is responsible for making her life intolerable. She's entitled to a divorce, and he has to pay the ksuva. And this is also brought in Shulchan Aruch in Ebenezer. In Moed Katan, Remeir's statement appears in a general Agadah context, and indeed, the very last Ramah in Yeridea, in the end of Hilchos Avelos, brings us as a general exhortation about Avelos. It is good, it is appropriate for someone to think of others and attend to them in their hour of suffering, because eventually it will rebound to him. Others will do this for him when he needs. Now, it's interesting that these Gemaras and Ksuvos and Nedarim do not say that helping a friend, providing comfort in an hour of need, just human contact, being friendly, especially to a close friend, that's apparently not considered a human need. People can survive without helping their friends. The need is only a very selfish, so to speak, a quid pro quo. You need someone to take care of you in your old age when you die. But in general, the need to provide comfort, the need to be a friend, that is not considered a need, not with regard to Inu Nefesh and Nedarim, not with regard to the laws of divorce and Ksuva. A need is only a selfish need. You need someone to do something for you. The idea that you need to be a Baal Chesed, you need to be a friend, you need to help someone else, that is apparently not considered a need in these halachic contexts. We find a similar thing, perhaps even more striking, in Yevamos. The Gemara there, Samachem and Beis, the Gemara says, the Gemara is discussing the right of a woman to sue for divorce, to sue for a ksuva, in the event of infertility, if her husband is unable to provide her with a child. The Gemara brings a pair of anecdotes. Haida Soilik made Ravasi, a woman came to Ravami, Amrale, Havli Ksuva. I want a divorce, I want a ksuva, my husband can't give me a child. Amrla Zil, Lomifkadis, you're not commanded in the mitzvah of Pru Ravu, you have no mitzvah to have a child, so you say you have no claim against your husband. Amrale, yes I do, she said. Misevu Dila Matavi Allah. When I'm old, who's gonna take care of me? What's gonna become of me when I'm old if I don't have a child? I need a child to take care of me in my dotage. Amar, you're right, he said, you win. That is grounds for compelling the husband to give her a divorce plus ksuva. Haida Sarah made Rav Nachman, similar story. A woman came to Rav Nachman, Amar La Lam of Kadas. She said, he can't give me a child. He said, so what? You're not commanded in the mitzvah of Pru Ravu, only men are. Amar Le, Labai Hachitza, Chutra Liyadu, Amar Lekvura. Don't I need a staff to lean on in my old age, and Amar Lekvura is paid to bury me? I need a child to take care of me when I get old. Amar ki havada kafinan. Again, you win. You're right. That is a valid argument. Now, when one reads this Gemara, it's really flabbergasting. That's why people need children. That's the ultimate compelling argument why women need children. Rachel imenu. Rachel said, havali banim imayin mesa anochi. Chana was desperate for a child. And Rachel said, imayin mesa anochi. The Gemara derives from that someone who is childless is considered one of the four people who are chashuv kemes. Such a terrible thing. This is the only reason, this is what the Gemara calls Ba Machmas Taina. She has a valid Taina acceptable in Basin. This is the only Taina. She needs a staff and a spade. Chutra Liyada Mar Lekvura. The Taina that the woman desperately wants children, needs children. Everyone wants children, women in particular. That's not a good Taina. And Tosus actually, in the Sugin Yevamos, in the context of a complicated discussion, mentions this Taina. He says that there is a lesser Taina of Rota Shehela Zachar, Demisha, Ein Labanim, Chashuv Kemeis. That is a Taina. However, that's not a good enough Taina. That might have applied in the Mishnah Rishona and other parts of the Sugya, but Lahalacha, that's not a good enough Taina. Lahalacha, that is a Taina we understand, but it's not compelling. The only Taina that's compelling is the Taina of Chutra Liyad Amar Lekvura. Again, selfishness. I need a child for me, to provide for me in my old age. I need a child because I want to raise a child, I want to be mechanic a child, I want to love a child, I want to nurture a child. Those are not valid. Just as I want to help a friend, I want to comfort a friend, that's not considered inu nefesh, that's not grounds for divorce, so to her, I want a child, I want to take care of a child, I want to provide for a child, that's not a taina. The only taina is, I want to diaper a child, I want to put a child to bed, I want to feed a child, so in my old age, he'll diaper me, he'll put me to bed, he'll feed me. That's the taina. But the taina that spiritually, as midos, I want to take care of a child, that is not a valid, not a sufficiently valid argument to compel a husband to give a divorce. Some contemporary posts can discuss this. They don't really have a fully satisfactory explanation of why this should be so, although they acknowledge it. Rav Shlomo Shimshon Karelitz in his Atara Shlomo discusses this. He points out, he says, it's pretty clear from the poskim, Pashup Shad of the Gemara, it's pretty clear from the poskim that only the Taina of Chutra Liyada and Mara Lekvura, according to most Rishonim, he says, only that is a valid Taina. The Taina of I want a child because it's Derech Hanashim, they need a child, that is not a Taina, even though certainly we find again, Rachel and Tanakh, he says, desperately wanted a child. He says, he was dealing with Dinei Tara, women who said, Chutra Liyadim Ar Lekvura, he didn't find them very credible. He says, Bizmanazeh, that's not, women don't really want that, Bizmanazeh, even if they're desperate for children, it's because, like Rachel, because they want children. He said, Lo Ragel Bizmanenu, that Anisha really honestly means, Chutra Liyadim Ar Lekvura. He says, she doesn't expect the child to help her in her old age. He says, she wants a child. She wants to raise him. Yichol legadol yeled. She wants to give to him, to nurture him. Lashes lo kol tracha. She wants a child when she's young, so she can take care of him, not so he can take care of her. She wants it when she's young, not when she's old. That's the Teva Habriya, he says. The Bari Yisparach made a natural desire in people, especially in women. He says, the Tainik Shalahem, that's their great enjoyment. To be the mother of children with all the tipul and tarach, with all the diapers, with all the difficulty, more serious difficulty as they get older of taking care of children. That's not what Chazal meant. Chazal didn't consider that a reason, a sufficient grounds for her to ask for a divorce with Ksuva, because not everything she wants, not every hana is sufficient grounds for divorce. Not every chosr hana is enough of a reason for her to get a divorce. She needs the taina that I want him in my old age. That's the taina that Chazal recognized. But other than that, that's not a taina. Other Chuvas, he says the same thing. He says that the taina of Hana Sibat Sadadius, what we'd call kind of paradoxically external arguments, Chutra Liyadim Ar Lekvura, that's Chazal recognized as a good taina. Etim Hamtziyus Shel Hayeled, even though it's a tremendous simcha, Beteva Hanashim, Hana of a simcha, and she enjoys taking care of him, that is Ikar Hana Etel Aim, she loves that. Nevertheless, he says, that's not what Chazal considered the Hana. And that we would not every joy, not everything the woman wants is enough of a reason for her to be able to demand to give her a get. Only the reason of Chutra Liyadim and Mara Lekvura is a sufficient reason for her to demand a divorce. Rav Moshe Feinstein, Igros Moshe too, deals with this. Rav Moshe makes the point, Rav Moshe was actually trying to argue that a husband who couldn't give his wife a child wouldn't give his wife a child. He didn't want children, he had psychological hang-ups about children. Rav Moshe was arguing that someone who married, a woman who married such a man, is a mum gadol, maybe even mechachtos, even though Chazal didn't feel that type of argument was enough of a reason for a demand of divorce. Why not? Only the time of Chutra Liyadim Ar Lekvura is grounds for divorce, even though, clearly, he says, no woman, it's certainly quite logical that a woman wouldn't want to marry such a man, still not grounds for divorce. Why not? Only Chutra Liyadim Ar Lekvura. Why not? So Moshe tries to explain, because even though there's a tremendous desire women have, like Hannah, like Rachel, for children, he brings the Gemara of Mesa Anochi, the idea that Chashuv Kemes. Nevertheless, he says, many women can get past that. Harbe Noshim is Paisos, they give in, Mitzad Tova Sabala, the husband is good to her, like Elkanah said to Chana, I'm Tovla Me'asar Abanim, I'm as good to you, like 10 children. And he says, interestingly enough, what Elkanah meant, what we say is, she shouldn't want to cause him tsar, she shouldn't want to leave him and abandon him, he's so good to her, so she shouldn't want to leave him. So when it comes to the natural maternal instinct, the woman wants to have a child, we say that we're not convinced. It's true, many women want children. Many women are okay with it. But the evidence, after they're married, they don't want to abandon their husbands. And if they say they do, we suspect them of really a nan of the ma'achar. We suspect them of having an ulterior motive. But again, the reason of Chutra Liyadim Ar Lekvura, women don't give in. That's not negotiable. Again, it doesn't really explain why. Presumably, the reason of the desperation for a child is more desperate and less negotiable than the worry that in my old age, who'll take care of me? But again, Rav Moshe says, we have the Gemara. The Gemara says that the claim of the plea of Chutra Liyadim Ar Lekvura, that is ground for divorce. But the desperation, the normal human desperation for a child, that is not sufficient grounds for divorce. Returning to the Tshuvas of Rav Shlomo Shimshon Karelitz in that Tera Shlomo, these were actual Piskei Din. And in various Tshuvas, he was concerned with the question, women did say Chutra Liyadim Ar Lekvura. We don't know if they really meant it, though. Bizman Hazeh, Rav Karelitz says, not really credible. Women don't really mean that. That's not the way women think. We suspect it might not be the reason they want divorce at all. People told him that's what we have to say to get a divorce. But it might just be that he was abusing her, he wasn't nice to her, which may or may not be grounds for divorce. That's a separate sugya. Or even if she wants children, she really wants it for the reason of because she likes children, like Rachel Imenu did, not because of Chutra Liyada. So that raises the question, if the woman says, I need Chutra Liyadim Ar Lekvura, I need a staff and a spade. But we believe that's not the real reason. We believe the real reason is because she's just desperate for children or some other reason, is that can she still get a divorce or not? She is pro forma stating that she wants Chutra Liyadim Ar Lekvura, But to me, when the lamppost, we know that's not her real reason. In one of his tshuvas, Rav Karel says she didn't raise that in the initial hearing. She only raised it on appeal, where apparently someone taught her to say that. He also says that since makes the interesting argument that since she said that adoption would have been good enough, the reason can't be chutzal yadamar lekfura, because adoption wouldn't be good enough for that. Not sure why. I'm not sure why you can't expect an adopted child to take care of you in your dotage. But in any event, for all these various arguments, he says, we don't really believe that her motivation is chutzal yadamar lekfura. So do we care about that or not? Do we have to honestly believe that she wants chutzal yadamar lekfura? Or as long as she says those magic words, that's enough. So Mishvari, he says, she would have to mean it. If she doesn't mean it, it should be like she didn't say it. If she doesn't say it, it's not good enough. Even if we know objectively the husband is infertile, and we know if she remarries, she might have a child, but if she doesn't say the words, chutzal yadamar lekfura, it's pretty clear, he says, that's not good enough. So even if she does say it, if she doesn't mean it, that should be the same thing. However, he brings from Rav Tzvi Hirsch. Rav Tzvi Hirsch was an av based in Poznania, Posen, and Furt, Fjorda, a leading German-Polish Talmud Chacham. His tshuva is in the Shavakain. He has a major tshuva on the sugya of Shayas Roshanim, on infertility, as grounds for divorce. And he says, no, as long as she says the words chutzal yadamar lekfura, she's entitled to a divorce. And even though Chazal say, the poskim say, the Shulchan Aruch says, that we worry about a nana nafta ba'achar, we worry about an ulterior motive, that just means if we're relying on her attestation of his infertility, we're not sure she's telling the truth. But if we can establish objectively to our satisfaction that she is infertile, and she says the magic words, chutzal yadamar lekfura, even if we don't really believe that that is her real reason, it doesn't matter. She's still entitled to a divorce. And again, Rav Karel says he doesn't really understand the logic behind that so well. The same way, if she didn't say it at all, we wouldn't care that objectively she doesn't have a chutzal yadamar lekfura. Even if she did say those words, but she doesn't mean it, so what? What's the difference? Nevertheless, that is the position of Rav Tzvi Hirsch, of Posen and Fjorda, that if she says the magic word, even if she doesn't mean it, that is sufficient as grounds for divorce. And the truth is, we find a similar discussion in reverse, kind of, in the Sefer Mishpatim Yesharim of Rav Rafael Berdugo, a leading Rav of Meknes, Morocco, several centuries ago. He discusses the general shaila. What's the halacha of a person who makes a claim in Beis Din, and he presents one argument? We don't believe that's really what he cares about. That is an argument that legally wins, but we don't believe he really cares about it. We think he really has an ulterior motive, which would not be a good argument to win, but he knows that. He doesn't say that argument. He says an argument that wins, but instead he doesn't really care about that. He's motivated by a different argument, which is not sufficient to win. Do you win in halacha or not? Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein talks about his tshuva. He gives an example. Somebody had a situation of hezek riya, and he's entitled to ask for offense. That's the argument. That's the case of Rafael Berdugo also. But he really wants to. So Rav Berdugo doesn't say why he really wants offense. He just says sibah cheres, some other reason for wanting offense. Rav Zilberstein says maybe the reason he wants offense, he wants to use it for a sukkah. He wants to force the neighbor to contribute toward the building of a fence in order to use the fence as the wall for a sukkah. The halach is once you build a wall, you're allowed to use the wall for hezek riya, for privacy. You're allowed to use the wall for other needs also. But whatever the case of Rav Berdugo is, he says a claim like that. He says hezek riya, which is a valid claim in halacha. That's not his real motivation. His real motivation is some other unstated claim. Do we say, formally speaking, you made a valid claim, so you win? Or do we say, no, since that's not your real motivation, your real motivation is something else, which halacha does not recognize, you don't win? So what's the halacha? So the Mishpatim Yesharim, Rav Berdugo, he brings a raya from the din of chutzal yadamar lekfura. He assumes, like Rav Karel, it's not like Rav Tzvi Hirsch of Fjorda and Posen. He assumes that she actually has to mean chutzal yadamar lekfura. It's not enough to say it, she has to mean it. And he infers from that, which Rav Karel takes for granted, that if you make a claim, even if it's technically a legally valid one, that's not what you care about, you don't win. Even if you're making the claim because you want to win on different grounds, you're claiming chutzal yadamar. You don't care about chutzal yadamar. You want to win. You care about havli banim ayin meisa anochi, like rachli meinu. But you don't win, because even if you said chutzal yada, you don't mean it, and the tain of havli banim ayin meisa anochi is not a valid claim. So Rav Berdugo says, you see that from this din, you have to actually mean chutzal yada, not like Rav Tzvi Hirsch, not like Rav Karel. And therefore he says, this is a general principle of Chasam Mishpat and Eben Ezer. When you make a claim, he says nira, he says tarach yishuv, it's not convinced, he's not sure it's a good raya. Rav Zilberstein discusses why or why not, why it might not be a good raya, but in any event, he says, The pashtus of this din is that when you make a claim like Kutra Liyada, like Hezek Ria, you have to actually care about it, you have to actually mean it. And if you don't, you're just making it because that's your only valid claim, you don't win. While Rav Tzvi Hirsch says no. Rav Tzvi Hirsch says, Pungfaker. When a woman claims Kutra Liyada, even though she doesn't really care, as long as she's not lying, as long as we know that her facts are objectively true, and she makes a formal statement, a formal plea of Kutra Liyada, even though she actually has some other reason for pressing the claim, she wants some other reason for wanting to get divorced, as long as she's not lying, we give her her claim. And again, he might hold away all of her Choshen Mishpat, that a person has the right to make one claim, even though that's not his real motivation, as long as it is formally a claim that wins, and she's not lying, even though he's motivated by something else, he will still win, unlike Rav Berdugo.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.